Well, we've got a biggie today. George Holford, Local Matters. A great story. Has not a lot to do with me, if anything. It's mainly we get to tell stories of people in the Upper Cumberland, not only just Cookeville and Putnam County, who contribute to the tapestry of our community, people who make a difference every day, and some of whom you know and most of whom you may not know. Well, today we got us a young star, good friend, colleague, Zach Buckner.
Hey, George.
Zach, oh, gosh, we're going to go all afternoon, maybe.
I think we need like 6-7 hours.
We do, some things we can tell and some things
okay,
we can't.
Okay, that's true.
But briefly, Zach, we're going to tell Zach's story, he is, and talk about – but I will say this going in to set the stage. I met a few people in my so-called career, but Zach Buckner is one of the most talented, multi-talented – young, he's still young to me, young professionals that I have had the pleasure of serving with. He can do anything, and most anything, something. I haven't found anything yet. But, Zach, welcome, and we're going to tell your story today.
Well, George, thank you. I hope you know how much I respect and admire you.
Love
right
you
back.
Guys. We just
so fortunate to have crossed paths many years ago, and,
boy,
and here we are.
We bling. Here we are. Off air, you thought I was kidding you a while ago before we started. We're going to do the Billy Graham ministry thing, and this is a ministry here. It's a faith based. I've been accused of that, which I'm proud of. But we're gonna start at birth.
Okay.
And this show is about who are you?
Yeah.
What's important to you? Where you been?
Yeah,
and where you are, okay. And more importantly, where do you see yourself going, personally, professionally, and otherwise? So, start at birth. Don't spend too much time in high school, but let's get you.
Yeah, we'll spend as little time there as possible.
Talk about just friends, passions, hobbies. How you got where you are today?
Okay, well, so. Lifelong Cookeville native. I was born at Cookeville General Hospital at the time, 1984 here in Cookeville. Sixth generation Putnam County resident.
Wow.
Family's been here forever and extremely proud. You know, extremely proud of my heritage, my family, what we've done, what we've accomplished, who we've met, the people we've been able to encounter my whole life. So born and raised here. My dad was born and raised here, grandpa born and raised here, the whole thing. And growing up, my dad was he was an entrepreneur. So that's where we'll get into it. But dad was an entrepreneur. My grandpa owned a grocery store, small grocery store, and this is before the days of any supercenter, Kroger, no Walmart supercenter, no Bilo, none of that, no Publix, none of the stuff that we see now.
No,
so there was
no.
These mom and pop grocery stores everywhere. My dad did that all growing up. Had an awesome childhood. My parents, I can't say enough about my parents. Just super fortunate, super blessed.
Amen.
So dad ran the grocery stores with my uncle, my grandpa. It was a family business.
So you had a truly family business.
Absolutely. And I remember being there very early in my life. I'd get up, at 4 and 5 in the morning, go in with my dad to help unload the truck and wear my little, tie and bag groceries and standing up on a milk crate bagging groceries.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what was neat is, and this is a thread that kind of ran through my whole life. I was constantly surrounded by older people. I was constantly surrounded by people older than me. And even within my family, I was the only boy for a while. And
you sucked all that in.
Yeah, and it was so, and it shaped me more than I realized. But kind of became. I feel like I have an old soul, And
you do,
and that's why I was so fortunate to be around. But this little bitty grocery store, people come in from all over. It's the only place to go, So this tiny little grocery store somehow. The joke is that millions of people came in the store.
Well, you were east of Cookeville,
Eastwood Market. Yes, that's right. Yeah. On Highway 70, it's where Cavender's is now. It used to be a little.
Yeah.
So that was my dad's little grocery store and my uncle. And man, I just could not ask for a better childhood. So my mom was a school teacher I think about 40 years, almost 40 years, and mainly at Upperman. So mom taught there for such a long time. And then same thing there. So dad owned a grocery store, which everyone came in. And then my mom was a teacher.
Knew everybody teaching.
So the joke always was with my parents, don't do anything stupid because we're going to know about it before you do. So
that's right.
You know, as a kid, I was pretty. I adhered to that. You know, I was pure as the driven snow. When I was a kid, didn't get into any trouble really. I don't have any crazy stories to tell from high school or you know middle school. I did all my stupid stuff when I was an adult. But no, had a great childhood. You know, great community of faith surrounding me there and. My parents very into music as well. My mom and dad sing. Much of my childhood, we traveled around the state, Kentucky, Alabama, southeast kind of, you know, pretty southeast region. And my grandparents were in a professional gospel group as well. So you know, a lot of
goodness,
yeah. So a
why
lot of traveling.
You told me
I can't believe we hadn't. We never talked about that. That's crazy.
No, we didn't.
So anyway, so I was very, very around, you know, around music, and that's where I kind of developed my love for music at a young age, and learned to sing and sang with my sister and my cousins.
Play the guitar. And
so I didn't play the guitar until I was well into my 20s.
No.
Yeah. So I played the drum. Started playing the drums when I was in sixth grade.
All right.
And that's the instrument I love the most. So that was my first foray into learning instruments. But yeah, went to Northeast Elementary. I could go on and on.
Right.
Could go on and on about the amazing teachers I had there. Dean Stone was my teacher.
Oh.
That's a whole rabbit trail we could go down. Love Melinda. Wound up getting to work with Melinda Kiefer later.
Oh yeah.
You know, Dean's daughter. And it, just all these little connections all through my life that wound up coming, you know, coming to play later. So went to Northeast. We were the first class to go through Avery Trace. Avery Trace was a brand new school at that time.
That's great.
Yeah, now I do feel like you told everybody I was young. Now you're sounding like a liar.
No, it's all relative to me.
Then we were the first class. My class was actually the first class to go through the new Cookeville High School building all the way through. So we're the first ones to go all the way through from beginning to end when that building opened in 98 and then graduated in 2002. And upon graduation went – immediately started Tennessee Tech. I didn't take the summer off or anything. Just went straight in because I wanted to get to work and get my degree and get going. So I went on to Tennessee Tech and wound up graduating in 2005 from Tech. But I'll tell you, one of the neatest things happened when I was at Tennessee Tech. This is one of those opportunities. So there's you. There's really two people that shaped my professional career. You are one of them. The other one was Don Calcoat.
Let's talk about Don.
Man,
Calcoat.
What a guy! So I'm going to Tennessee Tech.
I'm working
at a car wash at the time. Right, yeah. I'm in high school. I started working at a car wash at Express Lube when I was in middle school out there, and you know, I did that. It was a great job to have. You know, another great opportunity to have as a kid to have a full time job, and it was very flexible with school. Very nice.
So
I was working 40 hours a week at this car wash and going to school. And as a high schooler. And on into college. So my freshman year in college, I went into community bank, and I said, I'm gonna give it a shot. There's no way this guy's gonna hire me, but I'm gonna go in there. And I dressed up in my suit and tie. And if you know Don Calcoat, this is hilarious for me. I dress up in my suit and tie because I'm going to a bank, right? I'm gonna go try to get a job at a bank.
Yeah.
So I put my suit and tie on. I walk into the office, and Linda Garrison, love her,
Linda,
sitting right there. And of course, she sits right outside Don's office. And I said, "Hello, ma'am. I'd like to speak to the president of the bank."
Sure.
And she goes, "Sure.
Of course.
Give me just
that's
a
Don."
Minute.
Yeah.
And she goes right in and gets him. So I then spontaneously interview with Don Calcoat. And he goes, "You know what? I'm going to hire you."
There you go.
And I just told him, I'll clean the toilets. I'll do whatever
anything.
You got.
Yeah.
I just want my foot in the door. I'm a finance major, and I want to go ahead and get my feet wet, you know, in this
what
industry.
What an opportunity
Oh, my gosh. So Don proceeded. Coolest thing in the world. Met so many people. That's how I got introduced to Chambers and how important it was, because Don was very involved. Community Bank was very involved with the Chamber. So I got to know that side of things. But Don said, "Zach, I'm going to take you through literally every department in this bank.
You're going to
every
teach
department.
You. Oh, you have an OJT,
oh, my
buddy.
Goodness. It was amazing. I went through collections. I went through I had shotguns pulled on me. I went through compliance. I went through, customer service, investments, you name it. If it was a department at Community
you
Bank,
were
I went
getting
through,
one heck of an education.
Could you ask for anything? I mean, incredible.
Me growing up with your family and your grocery store and
incredible.
Music.
So the day I graduated from Tennessee Tech, Don gave me a letter, and he made me a vice president at the bank. And I'm 20 years old.
You're one of the youngest VPs.
And just insane. Brandon Reeves was there.
Yeah.
Brandon was my boss as well, and taught me so much. Can't thank Brandon enough. And full circle, wound up later last year, I wound up hiring Brandon's son for his first real job.
Oh, so yeah. What goes around comes around. Yeah.
So anyway, but it, gosh, what an opportunity there. And that really set me off in my professional career. What an incredible group of people to work with as well. You go through that list. Jim Hicks was there. Brandon Reeves, Jim, Jenny Conley. Phyllis Burton.
Yeah.
Golly, just all stars in the banking world, right?
No question.
And I get to work with all of them as a young guy.
I lied to you a while ago. I said I wasn't going to talk much, but I got to tell you this one because it picks up perfectly what you were talking about. When my wife, Glory, and I moved here in 2004,
right.
And we're natives now.
Yep,
we're not
right.
natives,
you're,
but we're,
yeah, you're hometown.
We're retired here, and this is home.
It's right? home.
And that's a whole nother segment, too. But I noticed something. Back where I was growing up, at another state, another time, we all get together, and we'd drink beer and watch football and whatever we did.
Right.
Here, everybody got together and sang.
Yeah.
The music heritage of the Upper Cumberland. And I remember first going to some festival, and here's a grandparent.
Yeah.
Like your family.
Oh, yeah.
Here's
multi-generational.
A grandparent, and here's a parent and a grandchild.
Yeah.
And they're playing the mandolin.
And
this
common.
Is the musical heritage. We have world-class arts,
absolutely.
Music, crafts.
Absolutely.
And you are the epitome of that, your childhood and how you grew up.
So fortunate to be around that. You don't have to be in Nashville, right? People ask, oh, yeah, Nashville.
Well, it's still
like really Appalachia, right?
You know, we were working on that during our time of trying to make this an incubator. Still is.
Yeah.
We still have over 100. I heard the number. Andrew Buckner.
Oh, yes.
Came
yes.
in. Is he related
Love
to you,
him. Yeah, we are related.
Okay. You know, I'm running out of the first segment of time, but he said there's all kinds of folks here, more than even I know.
Oh, yeah.
I got to stop now. Zach Buckner, George Hofford, be right back. We're back. George Hofford, Zach Buckner, good young friend, Zach. And
George, I'm going to come here more. You keep calling me
young.
I'm
good.
Just, I need to come by
colleague,
here every day.
Worked for the chamber from, and just a great, great guy. And the story he started is the story of our community and our region. Mm. It's what makes us special. And you are the one of the epitomes of it. So let's go. You have graduated and been named VP of a bank.
Yeah, so I was, which
Calico,
is crazy.
Let's give Don just a little
man.
Bit.
Oh, man. What a
Don,
guy.
Wasn't he the founder of Main Street? Or, Don Calico came in here with a servant's heart.
Oh, it's so many,
of
the organizations.
So many great things.
Yes. So many of the organizations we now still have. Don was literally a founding member. And I'd get it wrong if I started listing them, but. It's incredible. I mean, anything from, Cityscape or Fall Fun Fest and
Cityscape,
these types of things.
That's what,
you think of poets, you think of Don, you think of, you think of all of
these. And he
had
this unpretentious, just a great, just a regular guy.
Yeah. And that's the coolest thing. Who in the world, he's crazy. Who in the world would have hired at the time, 17, 18-year-old, to come work
and
at his bank.
And then turn around
get
with a 21, 22-year-old.
Yeah, but the cool thing is he took the time, I had the space to make mistakes, the space to learn, the space to grow.
Oh.
He was such a good leader. I learned so much from him. And he was a musical guy, too. So, I mean, we had so much in common.
Yeah.
So it set me up for so many things in my life in the future that I had no idea it was setting me up for. And one of the things was the eventual working with the chamber and that career in chamber work, which I love. And you warned me.
I told you, it gets in your blood. We're going to come back to that.
So we'll come back to that. But so between that time, I had a stint at that time, again, in music ministry, got the opportunity to work in churches and be part of youth ministry, music ministry here locally. And so that was neat. Got to start having babies. We got five kiddos. Yep. So five kiddos.
How old?
And my oldest is now at Tennessee Tech in marketing. She's doing marketing. Bella, I'm so proud of my kids.
Man.
I have the best kids in the world.
Oh,
Oh yeah. So you remember them being born? Literally, yeah. They were being born I was at the chamber, and Bella was born when I was at Community Bank. She was our first, and she's now 19 and at Tennessee Tech. My second one's about to graduate from Cookeville High School.
Wow.
That's Bessie K. Then I have Betty. Betty is a cheerleader at the high school. She's a sophomore. Yep. And then my son Zane, the only boy. Zane, he's about to enter Cookeville High School. He's going to high school next year, so he's at Prescott South Middle, about to graduate eighth grade into ninth. And then Benny, my youngest, bringing up the rear, the firecracker. She is about to go into middle school.
She doesn't have. Let me tell you, y'all don't have a chance.
No, the four last girls.
Of five. I'm the oldest of five.
Yeah, but Benny is. She's got it made. She's the baby, so it's ridiculous. So I got four girls, one boy. Just. Super proud. Could not be more proud of my kids. Been very fortunate. And you would have to pull me kicking and screaming out of this community.
It's home.
To raise kids in this community is it's exactly what I encountered. They're getting to encounter.
We still have that. I hope we never lose.
We've grown
what
so
makes
much.
Us special as we grow.
Absolutely, and that was the way that we wanted
that's
to run the chamber and do economic development.
Things.
It is,
and that's the way I believe. For the most part, it still is.
Yeah, agreed. So, anyway, wound up in ministry some, wound up back. I'm kind of fast-forwarding through some of this, but wound up back in banking. Got to do banking with Howard Bilbrey and Randy Dalton and some more legends.
Oh, my gosh, legends. You had a...
So, gosh, just such... But it was that was different. At that time, we were all at a kind of a corporate bank, it was definitely a different structure. Made me very thankful for what I got to do at Community Bank.
You got both ends.
Yeah.
Let's go back to another mentor, because we share... is the community of faith, Bobby Davis.
Yeah, absolutely.
You were leading the singing at Life Church before I met you. Got me started, to be honest with you. Remember, there was a strategic planning program.
Yeah. Oh, that's
and
right.
You had, Bobby and y'all asked me to serve as a non-member.
That's right.
And guess what? I never left. So talk about your faith a little bit and how you were shaped. And
I'm on a journey. You know what I mean?
Of course we are.
Raised in church, and you got to figure it out for yourself. What does your faith really mean to you? And it's an interesting journey. It's been an interesting journey the last few years. And being in ministry, of course, makes it different.
You saw a different side, just like banking.
Yeah, but again, I will say this. I'm extremely thankful for what happened at Life Church was incredible. The growth was incredible. The reach was incredible.
How many years were you there?
I was there, I want to say, like 3 to 4 years. What was wild, again, very much like what happened at Community Bank, I had the opportunity to learn some things that I had no idea how much they were really going to help me in my career.
You've got a broad practical education.
So it's amazing the things that I learned there, and leading massive teams of volunteers, the unpaid volunteers,
which is the
and
chamber
running
later
programs
on
exactly. Yeah. So you get the idea. Running an organization with lots of employees now, and they actually get paid really, really easy after you've led volunteers who are unpaid. So I'm thankful for it. You know, all that stuff helped shape me, and all those folks there helped shape me. So extremely, extremely thankful. But neat thing is, so while I was at Community Bank, while I was in ministry, I've got five kids, so I got to make money somehow.
Oh, you're
so
an my wife was a stay at home businesses.
Yeah, so my wife was a stay at home mom, and that's the way we wanted it. So it's, you know, we wanted her to be able to raise our kids to be home with their mother. And so I started a couple business. One of the first business, or the first business I started, was the District Creative. So
that's right.
That's how I wound up meeting you.
That's exactly right.
So I was doing contract work. Laura Canada introduced us.
You were doing all this great stuff. Yeah. And I didn't really know where it was coming from.
Right. So exactly right. We never. So I got on, started doing graphic design and some projects for the chamber, and I really fell in love working with Diane. You know, membership, working with economic development.
Just get rid of getting that. Team together.
So I started working from a marketing perspective as a subcontractor for the chamber, and then I got the bug, and we got to meet each other, and next thing you know, it's like, okay, well, would you come on part time? And I'm like, I don't know, I'm doing the subcontractor thing, but I'd love this. Okay, sure. So I sign on part time, right? Yep. And then the next thing you know, it's time for the next phase of the Highlands, and we're talking to each other about fundraising for the next phase.
Oh, yeah.
And we're talking about outsourcing, and we're going,
we're going to raise some serious dollars for the first time in this community.
And you know what? We decide, you know what? Let's do something crazy here. Let's do this internally this time. You know, and let's do this in house.
I remember that now.
And so then you said, Zach, let's do that. Come on, join us full time. And I said, all right, you talk me into it. So
there we are.
Right away, you twist my arm a little bit. Man, you know, but I loved it. Gosh, I loved it. And that's when it got really fun.
Yeah.
And you know, I got to join your team for the first time.
Well, our team.
Full
time.
Well, I got to.
I know what you're saying.
But gosh, George, and this is something, if we're not careful, we'll spend three hours on this topic alone.
We could go,
It's just, golly, what a team we had. You look across the board at every department, it was just rock star. It's so cool.
Yes, and it just boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, and just a neat time, too, right? A neat time to be involved.
A semblance of a larger chamber.
Absolutely.
Two and three times their size in a smaller community.
Absolutely. And people knew it. Across the state, they knew it. You know,
we got about a minute left. Right, yeah. I got to do one quick Laura Canada thing.
Yeah, yeah.
If Laura, are you listening? This was in the early years, and we're getting ready to begin to hire some staff. And boy, I'm going to start telling stories and leave people out. And so I forgot the MBA dean who went on to, you would know him. I got to where I knew him. I just called him up. Uh-huh. He said, yeah, I've got two or three people that I'll send you.
Yeah, shining stars. Yeah.
And so he, I called him up, and he said, I got one right now, and I'll get back. Laura Canada.
Yeah.
Called me back the next day. He said, you don't need anybody else. It's Laura Canada.
The one, yeah.
And Laura Canada, that's how she got to work. What a great one of many great professionals.
Right.
We're out of time for this segment. We're going to have about 10 segments left. George Alford, Zach Buckner, back soon. Zach, off air, I said, hey, we only got 12 minutes left.
Man.
We're out of time already.
We really are.
Okay. We're going to go bang, bang, bang.
You put two of us, in a room together.
I knew better. And I'm supposed to be quiet. What?
That's no fun.
Anybody knows me says,
that's no fun. We don't want that. We'll just have to do another one.
Let's pick up with the chamber a little bit. How you already was talking about how you found the chamber, and we found you. And just shares. We can't do it justice.
There's no way.
The Highlands and what it's meant for the community and yada, yada, yada.
Well, I mean, for me personally, you know, I'll get into how that all came full circle is the craziest story in the world. But, man, we wanted to do something. George, we had a big dream, and we wanted to do something really aggressive.
Yes, we did.
For a community our size.
Yes, we did.
And we really picked up on regionalism before anybody else really doing it.
That's
and people still haven't grabbed a hold of it. But
we institutionalized it. We were doing Eldon Leslie, our predecessor, mine, was doing a lot of great things in this region, but it was always out the back. You know, he was doing things, grants for other counties and industry, but we never formalized.
Well, and our attitude was always a rising tide lifts all ships. And
That's right. So
when I came on board at the Highland, you know, we were a five-county partnership, Putnam, Jackson, Overton, Wyatt. What am I missing? Putnam County, Jackson. No, it's four county. Putnam, Overton, White,
and later
Jackson came on board.
Yeah.
So, gosh, what a great opportunity! And you know, every county had something to offer. So I remember going, and now a very good friend of mine now, Denny Wayne Robinson, executive of White County. We now serve on the chamber board in White County together.
See,
I'm the co-chair of that board now because I can't get away from chamber work.
No, you can't.
You told me. George warned me. He's like, when you get involved,
friends ask about you all over the state. Where is Zach Buckner?
Well, and George told me right off the bat when you start doing this, Zach, I'm just telling you, I'm going to tell you right, you're going to get the bug.
Gets in your blood.
And it's going to get in your blood, and you can't get it. So what's great is now serving as a volunteer on a board. But, you know, I learned a lot at the time of what you want out of a board member, and how do you want them to help and serve and whatever. Anyway, so we did some neat things, really solidified that regional approach. Well, economic development obviously was a huge part of what we did, and we were rare in that regard in that our chamber was the really the facilitator and the one who brought people to the table, bringing city, county,
that's what we do,
so on and so forth.
We're
not the experts. They are.
The scenes,
exactly. And so working so closely with Melinda at the city and TVA and on and on and on and on, you know, with county executives and that county.
Greg McDonald in Overton County.
Yes, at the time. Yes.
Marvin.
Denny Wayne. mean, go on and on.
We're going to leave people out.
We are. We're going to leave people out. But man, what a cool thing. And so economic development was a huge part of that. We recruited huge companies, and we recruited companies that were going to make sense for the Upper Cumberland, really add value to the region. We didn't want just cut and sews and minimum wage.
We were trying to raise per capita
income. And companies that cared about communities. Well, one of those companies was at the time a company called Herman.
Let's tell that story because that is a huge story.
So I'm working for the Highlands at the time, and I get introduced through the economic development efforts, through what we're doing. We're marketing, you know, the region and marketing to German companies specifically at the time with Governor Haslam's initiatives.
Right. We actually went to Germany.
Yep.
Volkswagen. Yep. Remember we barnstormed the state, and we were always involved.
Absolutely. So anyway, so go through the process.
And again,
Putnam County at the time did not have a site at that time to put a company this
size. That type of company.
So what we did is we took the regional approach. Denny Wayne steps up and goes, hey, I've got this land in White County.
Let me give another one. Stephen Crook and Denny Wayne had a – it's all about relationship.
Yeah.
And we were trying – one place we were trying is where Portobello is.
Yes, exactly. But it wouldn't work for the expansion.
Because of the utilities. Remember that?
Well, I'll tell you the other reason it wouldn't work, and I didn't know this until I got into the role I'm in now. The other reason it didn't work is because Herman wanted a site that was so large that they could double and triple because they were committed to investing in this community.
And so Stephen Crook – and again, it's Melinda. It's more than what I'm saying.
TVA.
But basically, because of our relationships with White County.
Exactly.
And Stephen. Yeah. And we were looking for sites. It really it mattered, but
and
it
this
didn't.
Site wasn't – this site was not
and
on
Denny
the map.
Wayne said, I've
it
got
didn't
a,
exist. You know what I mean? In the
No, he said, we've got a piece of property out by the airport. And guess what?
And
that is where
next
Herman
thing you know.
Is.
So fast forward, it lands, meet some incredible people. Cameron Rudd at the time was president of Herman LLC, and Cameron is now our chief operating officer for all of our sectional door plants. But Cameron is still here. He's a Tennessee native, very passionate about getting Herman to Tennessee. That's how I met Cameron,
is
now one of my best friends.
Cameron, Tennessee Tech, his wife.
Yes, Cameron
German.
Is now on
Tell
the board of directors.
How that providentially came about.
So Cameron's now on the board of trustees for Tennessee Tech. Tennessee Tech graduated. We actually graduated from Tennessee Tech the same year, but never met each other. So I didn't meet Cameron, Tennessee native, Greene County. I didn't meet him until he came and was looking at sites for Herman. And then now
met
we've
his
been friends ever since.
At Tennessee
yes,
Tech.
Man, yeah. Well, so yes, there's awesome couple. You got to have them on the show. Let them
We're
tell the
do
story
because it's a great story. And he majored or minored
in German. He double majored in engineering and German.
And
he's an animal. He's an absolute brilliant human
German,
being.
Garage. Tell them who Herman is.
So Herman is a German family-owned manufacturer. It's the third largest manufacturer of construction components in the world.
World.
So in North America, nobody knows who we are yet, which is my job to change. But in Europe, we have, 60-70% market share.
No,
I did
not know
massive,
that.
And most people don't. Massive company. We're like Walmart in Europe. In North America,
so
we're the new kids
Europe
on the block.
So if you say Herman, they know.
Everyone knows. Everyone knows in Europe. Absolutely. So over 10,000 employees worldwide.
Well, I did not know that.
Over 50 factories, over 100 sales locations, massive company, but people just don't realize how fortunate we are, too. And here we go. In Sparta, Tennessee, we've planted our Herman America's headquarters. So Canada, U.S., Mexico, and Latin America all headquartered from Sparta, Tennessee.
And Cameron was in Chicago.
At the
headquarters.
Time.
Headquarters.
Yes, and that was our only...
The plan was to move it...
To move that headquarters
into a more
correct
a new place.
That's right. And so we built a 385,000 square foot facility, which we have the ability to triple in size.
So you
basically
got it's out by the airport.
Mr. Herman is in. He was here yesterday. He is here in America. he's meeting with our team. He knows people by name. This is a family owned company. This is not a private equity company like most garage door manufacturers are owned by private equity. They're not door guys. If you talk to Christoph Herman, he's going to talk to you about garage doors. He's going to talk to you about the business. He's going to talk to you about literally nuts and bolts. But how? What in the world are the odds that this company that I got to be part of helping recruit, I wind up working for?
It's a God thing.
It's insane. You can't make this stuff up.
And your upbringing where you – I mean, and that's the value of the cultural value of Herman sounds like
– It is.
perfect for
it's
who
entrepreneurial,
we are.
Right? And we didn't even get into Brost and coffee companies and sweetie pies and all that stuff.
You are a coffee entrepreneur.
But, you know, the entrepreneurial spirit, you know, I told Mr. Herman about Brost and all these things in my interview, and he's going, this is what I want, Zach. He said, I want you to think of this company as if it's your own. I want you to make decisions based on the decisions you would make.
Just
it's insane. But yeah, so fortunate. So now I am the director of marketing for the Americas for Herman. I get to work with Cameron every single day and do some incredible. We get to build something together because North America, like I said, we're fledglings here.
And what a great guy. I'm going to have him.
You got to have him. So much respect for Cameron. But I guess what? I never would have met Cameron Rudd had I not been at the Chamber.
Well,
ever.
Things don't happen accidentally.
Pretty wild.
Life for the most people. And so there's a reason why you're here. There's a reason why I'm here.
And our paths
there's a reason
crossed.
Why we're here. And it's bigger than us.
How
it's
cool
bigger
is it?
Than us.
And if we would have had control, we would have messed it up, right? But how neat is it? I mean, I am so fortunate. And, you know, you spent some time bragging on me earlier. But I want to brag on you. And, you know, I know for a fact as one of your employees at you know, for years, when I would go around to the state and people would look at what's going on in Putnam County and in our region at the time when you were CEO, I would go somewhere. I was like, I was a celebrity by proxy or something. I'd go in, where's George? But people knew. I wish our community realized that feeling where we would walk into a room in the state or even the national chamber and people would know exactly where Cookeville, Tennessee was.
It
was crazy because we had this opportunity where we had at that time a chamber CEO who had been in the business for decades, and that you can't find that. No one had that experience.
Did a great job.
Crazy.
Good friend.
So good.
Oh, we're so blessed, and well, thank you for that compliment.
No, absolutely.
I'm a little bit like you.
Lucky
I actually
guy.
Bumbled into this kind of work right out of college.
Yeah, but you're right. You get a bug for
and
it.
And I did what you said. Basically, I wanted to become a student of this. I learned just like you did. And this isn't about me. But what we've been able to do is just incredible.
Yeah,
the knowledge base. The people.
Well, and that's the thing too, right, George? So, and this is so cool. I mean, the team that we got to work with there, the team that was assembled at that time, we still genuinely love each other, and we genuinely enjoy.
I wish I had learned that lesson years ago as a manager.
Where do you see? You don't see that. I mean,
no, you don't. You just,
there are coworkers that you go through the years with, and you have a good relationship.
And
you got
and
along
usually
great.
A lot more turnover. There's turnover, and
but man, we get together a couple times a year, still enjoy hanging out with each other, genuinely care about one another, watch out for one another as we go through.
It's wonderful. It's just a joy.
It is.
Joy.
It is. We're so lucky.
And, you know, Amy New, our chamber exec, interned at the chamber when she was Tennessee Tech.
Well,
we're family friends.
Yes.
And she goes on to Nashville and was really big. She became small business director at EC at Tennessee Department of Economic Development.
Right.
Remember that?
Yes. And deep roots for Amy. How needed. Again, you see this community. It's like
we have roots here. And we're known throughout the state.
Yes.
And I tell you, it started before we got here. I hope we've added to it. But it's wonderful. I wish we had more time. We're running down. I see signs. I'm gonna give you the last 20 seconds. Anything else you want to say? Or we'll talk about next time where you're going.
Yeah,
where y'all are going.
I'll tell you this. You know, for me personally, if I got my wish right now, I'm so happy for the first time. I know for a fact I want to retire from this company that I'm working
and
for.
You want to help build it.
And I want to help build something.
Legacy,
absolutely.
Well, you're already a legacy in my mind, Zach Buckner. See you next time.